This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now it's time for your weekly dose of entertainment news, brought to you by the Aussie Words Brian Peel and sponsored by Ginny and Adam's Air Guitars. No strings attached.
Oh, favourite time of the morning. Good morning, Brian Peel.
Good morning. How are we going this morning?
Oh, Brizy, why did you swipe left?
I don't know.
There is something to put you on the spot. Hey, Brizy, before I got Miley Cyrus's name wrong, because I was that excited she's paying it forward for LGBT homeless youth, she started a foundation, or she's going to launch one soon to raise money for them.
Finally, some good news on Miley Cyrus. She's usually a bit of a bad girl, but she's launching a charity to help homeless and LGBT youth, which is very, very good news. You know what it's called? It's called the Happy Hippie Foundation.
The Happy Hippie Foundation. Wow. Is that going to offend anyone?
Well, I hope not. She launched that on the 5th of May, and it's got a bit of a music clip alongside Joan Jett that Miley did. And it's to encourage donations and to also... She's promised some more music, very special collaborations as well. So the foundation is sort of set up to help fight the injustices that are faced by homeless LGBT youth. So that's really, really good. And obviously being in a very strong position of power, Miley Cyrus, unlike some of these kids who are under their parents' rule. So she's hoping to improve the lives of these LGBT homeless kids and also create a bit of a buzz online with her, creating a digital support group with the money that's raised. So, yeah, good news for a change.
That sounds excellent, Brizy. Holding the Man, new film coming out?
Yes, it's a film adaptation of Holding the Man, which is actually going to have its world premiere in Sydney's film festival, based on a best-selling memoir by Timothy Conagrave. Now, it obviously covers the relationship between Conagrave and his partner, John Kaleo. So it's actually going to be screened during some festivals, closing night gala, which is on the 14th of June. Now, Sydney is obviously a special place for Conagrave because that's where he spent most of his professional life as an actor and an AIDS activist and also a social worker before he passed away in 1994, obviously a few days after completing his memoir. But they're calling this a love story for everybody, and it stars, wait for it, Anthony LaPaglia and Guy Pearce. How cool.
What an Aussie movie without Anthony LaPaglia.
That's right. So a bit of Aussie flavour in there, and it's released nationally on the 27th of August.
So, I always say we need like an Aussie mafia type of character doing our films.
Anthony LaPaglia is like what our, what's his name? Kirk, not, what's the old eldest? Martin Sheen. Charlie Sheen. No, Martin Sheen. I get confused. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Brian. She didn't have a decaf this morning. She went full caffeine, so she's a bit all over the place.
I'm twitching.
Extra dose for you, Ginny.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Brian Peel, thank you so much for getting us up to date with this week's entertainment news. If you want to catch some more news exclusives or interviews, head to theaussieword.com, where you'll also see Mr. Brian Peel standing in a pink dressing gown holding the man.
Wow.
I've got that dressing gown on this morning. Absolutely freezing. Everything just stands up in this weather. It's so cold.
Oh, hello. That's a bit too much information.
He's talking about his nipples, ladies and gentlemen. His nipples.
Same time, same place next week. Mr. Brian Peel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Have a lovely week.
Love you guys. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.